This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Amy Marks Corps, Chris Ranji on KMOX.
Let's take it from the top.
What's up, guys? And gals.
That's right, guys and gals. We're for everybody.
Can we be sued for using that?
Guys and gals? Oh my gosh, you're right.
Drew Young, who works for Ted Drews.
Yeah. Ted Drews.
No relation.
More like Ted Sues.
Oh my God.
Welcome
this
back.
Is what I came back to.
It took 4 seconds.
Hey, leave us a message today on the Audacy app, AUDACY. There's a button that says send a message, and you can do that. We'll listen to it probably. Also, 314-436-7900, our telephone number. Call and text that number. We are, as I mentioned, streaming live on the Audacy app. Our podcasts are there, too. So if you miss anything, you can go back and catch it. You can hit the rewind button, too. If you miss something, you can do that. We want you to. And, of course, we are on all those social medias like YouTube and Twitter and Facebook.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everybody will be talking about.
Oh, God, we're all going to die. A winter storm is coming.
Snowmageddon?
I don't think so. Maybe we will check in with AccuWeather to see just what to expect the rest of the day.
Yeah, exactly right. And Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey is suing Starbucks over race-based hiring and DEI initiatives.
And today, Amy, is the first full workout for Cardinals pitchers and catchers in Jupiter, Florida. That is today.
And apparently,
today is basically the start of spring training.
It's the start of spring training. And also, I've been hearing the spring training report from Matt Pauley, and I guess a lot of position players either got there early, have been doing workouts that they may face. They may be facing pitchers.
And also, Amy, all of them, best shape of their lives.
That's incredible.
Every single player is currently in the best shape of his life.
We should ask them what they all did during the offseason to be in the best shape of their life. Bowflex.
He just really bared down, did a whole bunch of work. I mean, what else would you do? You know?
Well, okay.
It is my favorite spring training cliche that I am in the best shape of my life.
Okay.
Everybody's in the best shape of their
life. I feel stupid saying this. I don't think they say that in hockey. You know, they usually just say, yeah, I'm great. I'm 100%.
But, well, the offseason's 5 minutes. Nothing changes in five minutes.
Is that a big cliche in baseball that they're in the best shape of their life?
Yes.
But what about when you know it's not true because they're 39 years old?
Or there's some like fill in the blank amount of time that they haven't felt as good as since then.
Oh, see, that's...
I haven't felt this good in 5 years.
I bet that's what you have to go to. If you're like an Adam Wainwright, right, or a player who plays into advanced old age,
Dude.
you have to revert back to, I haven't felt this good since.
Mm-hmm.
Because then that could be true. Maybe you've had aches and pains for 4 years or 3 years, and you kind of got rid of those. Maybe you just started taking more drugs, legal ones, right? Who knows? But that's probably what you could say.
I just want one player one time who's not injured. Mm-hmm. I don't mean somebody who's going through rehab and they're, you know, bringing their knee back.
Mm-hmm.
I want somebody to say, you know, I just don't feel that good. I feel tired. I'm tired. I don't want to be here. You know, I'm not feeling baseball. But
I feel like sometimes you see that played out on the field.
Sometimes you
see it manifested
unfairly to players. It looks that way when they're not hitting. When a team doesn't hit and there's no action, it seems like they don't care. Yeah.
I don't feel that way with hitting, because I feel like you swing and miss most of the time in baseball. It's how are you fielding? How are you running the bases? Like, I feel like the body language in those moments is very revealing.
A little different than, say, the Travis Kelce body language during the Super Bowl when they were getting smoked and he just sort of gave up on a few plays. And it's pretty obvious when you go back and look at it. You're just sort of milling around.
That is not a good look. It's... Yeah, that's not great. Hey, since we are talking a little baseball, I know we're going to get to football as well, but baseball, I mean, the Cardinals are king in St. Louis. And so with Bregman not moving yet, and I know we've been talking about Nolan Arenado's definitely not moving until Bregman does, but we talked to Bernie Miklas yesterday, and he was saying even if Bregman moves, if he goes to the Red Sox, Arenado might not get moved. How much does it change the Cardinals' approach or set them back on their transition season if you've still got Arenado?
Well, probably not a ton, but it seems like the best case scenario for them would not be good for the Cardinals, actually. But in terms of trying to move Arenado, it looks like, and I could be totally wrong about this, but it looks like the best case would be that the Cubs end up signing Bregman. So he doesn't go to Boston, and Boston still has some interest in Arenado, and they can make that deal. Now, that's great and everything, except now Alex Bregman is in the National League Central.
Yeah.
So then you'd have some trouble there, but also I don't think let's be honest, I don't know that we're going into the Cardinals season considering them the favorite, right?
No.
They're just not. They're not going to be the favorite. They've been pretty clear going back to last year that this is a transitional period for them. I don't think they have the expectations, but it's still, unless you just like the idea of getting to see Alex Bregman play the Cardinals a bunch of times, it's not the best thing for them if he ends up in Chicago. However, it might help move along the Arenado thing.
So we also had the conversation about is it awkward right now at spring training with Nolan Arenado showing up? I think he's not there yet, or is he there?
I don't know if he's there yet, but position players report next week.
Okay.
Weekend, I think.
Arenado, as of yesterday, not there yet. And Bernie Miklas said there is an awkwardness factor now. Now, I remember a few months ago, when we asked, will it be awkward if Arenado's still on the Cardinals, the consensus was no. Like, this is baseball. This happens. Was it after the failed Houston Astros trade that it flipped to where it would be awkward now with the Cardinals? When did it flip? Because I know at first it was not necessarily awkward. It's just, this is business.
I think there's, even though it's business, you know that, there still has to be a little bit as a player, just that uncertainty of not knowing if that's going to be your workplace, even in a few days. Right. Even if you do report to camp and you're there, knowing that it's possible before the end of the week or the end of the month, you might be with a different team. Yeah, you understand it is a business, but there is also part of you that doesn't like everything being in flux.
Yeah.
They're human. They're well compensated people. But still, you kind of like to have an idea of what your future is going to be.
Yeah. Quickly, too, before we move on from baseball, speaking of being well compensated or maybe not well compensated, did you hear about the White Sox ballpark pass? You get tickets to every single home game in March, April, and May. So that's 27 home games, I believe. Yep,
yeah.
27 home games for $125.
So it's a great deal, except it's the White Sox. So my,
that's a pretty good deal.
I've got a friend of mine that I've had since college who is a huge White Sox fan. Also used to work with our guy, Kevin Wheeler, years ago. So we have this connection, the three of us. And so we're on this DM thread together on Twitter. And every time some stupid Sox thing happens, our buddy Dave will message us. And he messaged us that, the thing about the $125.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, they should pay you $125 to watch those games.
I mean, you're not terribly wrong. You're not wrong.
They're not going to be worst team in baseball bad this year, mm-hmm. probably. That would be really hard to do. It'd be hard to beat that record again, but they're still not going to be good to watch.
Yeah, yeah.
The Cardinals, though, I think, look, as I said, we're not picking them to win the division, but it is still possible that everything falls right for them this year, and they're at least competitive, and you never know. The National League Central is just not a great division. There are teams that have potential to be pretty good, like Milwaukee is almost every year.
Mm-hmm.
The Cubs have that potential, too. Maybe the Reds are a little bit better as well, but it's just overall not the strongest division.
Yeah.
So that's why the door is always cracked a little bit for the Cardinals.
Also, we're keeping our eye out the window of Studio B, trying to assess when the Snowmageddon will hit downtown St. Louis. I knew it's moving slowly. So I know they weren't expecting now the snow to hit until later this morning. We will be talking to an AccuWeather meteorologist in just a few minutes. Ronj Connor Kerrigan, the director of communications for Mayor Tashara Jones, joined us yesterday and talked about some of the lessons that they learned from last time. Obviously, residential streets will not be plowed because they don't have the smaller trucks. We did have a texter. I asked our listeners to text in with questions that they would have specifically for the mayor. Interesting one. A texter asked about the bus stops. Will the bus stops be plowed? And Connor Kerrigan said he didn't know. He said that was a good question. He didn't know. I was a little surprised because I do feel like
that's one way
deal for people to get to work.
Yeah, there are some people that's how they get to work. They don't have another way.
They don't have another way.
Right.
And so I was a little surprised. He said, well, you know, Bi-State operates the buses. But to me, that would be, I would have hoped, a lesson that you would have learned already. You know, I'm kind of surprised that wasn't addressed. He did say, and we can keep an eye on this because there's a school in our building. He did say the schools would be better plowed this time because people could not get to school last time. A lot of people, either their cars were, you know, couldn't, like I said, Metro High School, cars were just getting stuck 3 weeks after the snowstorm. So I do believe, hopefully, they're going to address the schools, but we'll keep an eye on it, and maybe, you know, we can keep an eye on the bus stops as well for people who need that service.
As Amy mentioned, we will check in with AccuWeather after the 10:30 news, get a real handle on what's happening. Also, maybe they can give us some, I don't know, maybe a future idea of how we've got a lot of outdoor events that are coming up. Mardi Gras is coming up, mm-hmm. St. Patrick's Day, opening day. All of that is not too far away from now. So we will see if we can get some kind of idea of what to expect over the next several weeks. And today, with the snowstorm apparently on the way, we're going to keep you updated. Our attorney general here in the state of Missouri has filed another lawsuit. Seems like with national interests, but we will talk that over when we come back. It's Amy and Chris on KMOX. I mentioned the first full squad workout for the Cardinals is Monday. So pitchers and catchers, they're working out today. First day in spring training in Jupiter, Florida, as we have snow on the way in St. Louis. See, that's my favorite.
Yeah.
When there is snow on the way locally, but you know that very same day the Cardinals are getting ready for baseball. In a different state. I love that. I think it's great. The full team will work out for the first time on Monday.
It is happy pitchers and catchers report day.
They reported yesterday.
Oh, sorry.
Workout day.
Excuse me. Workout day.
So they're on the field throwing in stuff?
In Jupiter.
I know.
I bet it's like 84 degrees.
Hey, before we get to the thing, you want to take a quick call?
Love to.
Kevin is in Crestwood on KMOX. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys?
Great, thank you.
Staying warm. The roads are not bad yet. I'm telling you that. I'm out here.
Good.
Hey, so I have the greatest, you know, when you're talking about the White Sox, they know what they're doing. The parents need to take advantage of this. For the young kids, I got an 8 and 10-year-old. You know, of course, I love taking them to the Cardinals games, but my kids are obsessed with all the other players. So I'm thinking that the kids are going to want to go see, you know, all the other teams practice, you know, maybe go see Cleveland or Kansas City, you know. I mean, it's a great opportunity for the parents and the kids to go hang out and see some of these other teams.
Oh, you mean, you're talking about the $125 deal.
Yes.
So the even if you don't like the White Sox, go see some of the stars. Go see Aaron Judge.
Exactly. See, there you go.
That's a great, that's actually a really good point of view.
See? That's a great point. They could see some of the best players in the game. None of them will be in white uniforms, but you
none of
see
them will be on the White Sox.
You
but that is
some, that some is of the actually, game's best.
Yeah, yeah. That's a great point. Yeah. I mean, it is fun. I mean, if you have a chance to see Shohei Ohtani or Aaron Judge, why would you not?
I would like for you to just take a moment. I know the Cardinals are in a little bit of a downturn here, but we've been very fortunate to see good baseball for so many years, right? I want you to take a moment to think about the fact that at least we're not a baseball team that has to sell three full months of games for $125 total.
Yeah.
Because it could be that.
It's so much
better.
It could
be that your team has so little interest in it that you're almost giving away games for free.
It's so much better to be mad than apathetic.
I could not
agree
with you more.
You want happy fans, but the next best is angry fans. What you don't want are apathetic
fans. You know, and I want teams to understand that too. Players, coaches, front office, owners. It is objectively not a bad thing if your fans are pissed at you. Mm-hmm. Because if they are, that means they still care.
There you go.
Right?
Speaking of caring, Andrew Bailey has been, he's been busy caring about a lot of things. Have a lot of lawsuits right now, whether it is Costco or China. Yeah, I think he sued China. He is now suing Starbucks for its discriminatory, what he is calling race-based and sex-based hiring quotas that provide a disproportionate advancement opportunities to people from different backgrounds, and also for creating professional networks that segregate employees. Now, Ronj, we've talked a lot about Andrew Bailey and, like, is he focusing on Missouri, right? And does suing China really help Missouri? Or going after Costco with other attorneys general really help Missouri? And it's not necessarily how I would want our attorney general to conduct business. I will say, objectively, in this case, if I'm just looking at it from the merits of the case, I would have to know better details. But I listened to Brad Young this morning as well on Total Information AM. And of course, we know that affirmative action was struck down in the summer of 2023 in the case Students for Fair Admission versus Harvard and UNC. That you can't discriminate, right, what they call reverse discrimination, based on race or gender. If Starbucks, And this is according to the lawsuit, really did have quotas. Like, we want 44% or 40% of our employees to be, you know, non-white, non-male, whatever it may be. And then if managers were getting financial incentives to hit those quotas, that would be illegal. You can't, quotas are illegal. Do universities and businesses have ways of getting around the quota where they're accomplishing the same thing, but they're not saying it out loud? Yes. But it sounds like if Starbucks was saying that part out loud, that's something that's pretty basic. You can't have racial quotas in the United States.
So, first of all, let me start where you did. And I kind of agree that sometimes it feels to me like Bailey is auditioning for a national job. It doesn't feel like he's really so much worried about what happens here in Missouri. It feels like he's trying to get the attention of people like Donald Trump so that maybe someday down the line he can be promoted in some way or appointed to a job or whatever. That may not be the case. That's just how it feels to me looking at it. Secondly, I guess my question would be, where is the evidence that white people or any other group of people have been not given opportunities at Starbucks mm-hmm. that they deserved because they're trying to fill quotas. Now, in the state of Florida, there was a similar lawsuit that was filed, and their HR commission that they have in Florida looked into it because the attorney general there had them look into it, and they found that there wasn't really anything going on, even though the state of Florida is still pursuing some sort of legal action mm-hmm. against Starbucks. I don't know where that's going to go. It may not go anywhere, but as of last month, they were still trying to go after them in some way. Starbucks says that this was more of an aspirational thing and not a specific quota. What they wanted was about 40% of mm-hmm. people in their stores to be people of color, which is kind of in line with the population. We have about 40% of our country that is that are people of color. I don't really think it's that big of a deal if that's an aspirational thing for them.
Right. And
as long as you're not telling a qualified person who doesn't fit in that category, they can't have a job. But there's no evidence that's happening.
That's what the lawsuit will demand, is that you can look at how many people, what was the demographics of the group of people who applied.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wide, and who was hired? Do you see a huge discrepancy there? Starbucks did announce in 2020 that it would tie executive pay to diversity hiring goals. For example, in 2023, 7.5% of executive bonuses were based on DEI goals. I'm actually a little confused on how that would be legal unless, like you said, it's just an overall aspiration. But what the lawsuit, because the evidence, right, is on the accuser, Andrew Bailey would have to say, here are the numbers
right.
of applicants and the demographics. And as you can see, it is the discrepancy of very qualified applicants or white applicants or whatever not getting jobs. That's a much taller task. That's a very tall task.
I'll be curious to see where this goes, especially seeing what's been happening in Florida with their lawsuit. That's Amy Marks Kors. I'm Chris Ranji. When we come back, Bill Dagher with AccuWeather will tell us what's in store for us for the rest of the day and over the next several weeks, hopefully. We'll do that next on KMOX. Chris and Amy show on KMOX. In a few moments, we are expecting to visit with AccuWeather meteorologist Bill Dagher. We'll find out what's coming our way. And as we look out the window, downtown St. Louis, there are big, fat snowflakes happening.
They're beautiful.
It's pretty.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It could be if you love spring training.
If you love spring training snowflakes.
Happening today. Let's get a quick call in. Afton, Mark, you're on KMOX.
Hello, you two. I hope you have a wonderful pre-Christmas snow.
Yeah, well, I think this is post.
Well, pre for next year.
I guess it could be pre.
Very,
you're right.
Very pre.
It's extremely pre.
So it's for this year. It's pre.
Oh, yeah.
Andrew Bailey, I'm a Republican, and he's a Republican, but he's not doing his job, and I would really like him to do his job. He's doing things for the national events, national things, because he's trying to go forward in his career, but not for Missouri. And that is simple. Is if the law is being broken in Missouri, then he needs to enforce it. That's what he's paid for. That's what he's hired for. But he hasn't touched a single one of the illegal gambling machines that are out there. And the companies and the stations and plus that have those are illegal. But he hasn't touched a single one of those.
Thank you for calling in. We love to hear from our listeners and really appreciate you calling in. Like you said, a Republican, he's a Republican, but you're frustrated. We'd love to hear from our listeners. What would you want the Attorney General focusing on? Maybe you do want him focusing on, you know, Starbucks or Costco or China, but maybe, like our caller, just wants him to focus on Missouri-specific issues like the gambling or gaming terminals.
Ronge
brought up Westlake Landfill. How can we bring more attention to that?
So Andrew Bailey did last summer. He was getting criticism from local groups for not focusing on Westlake or having inaction toward it. It doesn't look like he's really done anything, though Senator Hawley has. He's been at the forefront of this, advocating for it in Congress. And while I do not agree with him politically on this, he is absolutely spot on. It is arguably the biggest issue in the St. Louis area because it's dangerous. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got radioactive waste and people are being exposed to it. It's stunning to me that we don't talk about it every single day, to be honest.
Yeah.
So Senator Hawley's on it. Andrew Bailey, the attorney general, does not appear to have a ton of interest in it, though he did tweet about it back in January, congratulating Senator Hawley and Don Chapman from Just Moms STL about their action on it. But I would agree with Mark.
Yeah.
Worry about the state. Now the state, it's not necessarily sexy. It doesn't play nationally so much, but maybe if you were able to take serious action and sue the right people as it pertains to a massive nuclear waste dump, maybe that would play nationally a bit.
Yeah, and so thank you,
if
Mark.
If that's what you're worried about.
Yeah, thank you, Mark, for calling in because, I mean, we want to hear from you guys. Like you said, Mark, worrying about the terminals, the gaming terminals. What do you want Attorney General Andrew Bailey to focus on? You can text us 314-436-7900. You can also call us on that number like Mark did. You can text us again 314-436-7900. Also on the Odyssey app, there is the KMOX page on the Odyssey app, and on that main KMOX page, there's the microphone icon. Leave us a voice message, and if we hear from you, we'd love to get your thoughts on the air later on in the show.
We would love to. We'd love to get the people. Yes, so the snow is coming down. We are still trying to effort our AccuWeather meteorologist. Maybe he is caught up in it. Hope he's okay.
I'm a little worried. When I was coming in this morning, 70, like way out west, I think around maybe west of, right at Wentzville, they said it was starting to cover 70 a bit. But that was an hour and a half ago.
Yeah, Kansas City was supposed to be really getting it today.
Yeah. I think we should speculate about where it is.
If you've seen the snow, light it up. 314. No, don't.
I see it.
Oh, wow. There are huge, big flakes.
Yeah.
They're all happening right now in St. Louis. I'm really hoping, Amy, that we've had... Look, the winter leading up to December was pretty underwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I kind of like when it's snowy around Christmas time.
Yeah,
I like that. And we just didn't get much of that, right? However,
it wasn't later.
We're getting it now.
Yeah.
In like January, February. We're getting it now, which is still good.
Yeah.
But it's like misplaced. So I'm really hoping that when we get to Mardi Gras, which is a big outdoor thing, and people come into town for it. Hope the weather's decent. Hope it's decent for St. Patrick's Day. And of course, opening day is around the corner as well. So we are joined now on the guest line by Bill Dagher, AccuWeather meteorologist, who joins us on KMOX. Bill, good to talk to you.
Hey, good to be here, guys. How are you?
We're great. We're looking out the window. We see snow. So how much are we going to end up getting, and how bad is it going to be on the roads?
Yeah, really big snowflakes right now. Some places dealing with some sleet mixing in with that snow as well. And this would probably be the heaviest period of snow here over the next couple of hours. But we could see it accumulate through the evening with these temperatures near or even just below freezing at times. So our current forecast, 1 to 3 inches of snow and sleet through the evening. Of course, colder air moving in after that. So it's going to be a slippery evening commute. And I still think there could be icy spots as we're starting our day tomorrow as well, even though the precipitation will be done by then.
When you look at the St. Louis area, the bi-state area from St. Louis, Southern Illinois, and then moving out west into St. Louis County, what areas will be the hardest hit?
Yeah, you know, the areas are further north and west where we do expect some colder air to be out there with this system. We'll probably get toward that higher end of that 1 to 3 inch range. You have to go pretty far to the north and west. You know, we're talking about closer to Columbia and up toward Hannibal and Quincy to see amounts approaching 6 inches. So I think 1 to 3 is a pretty good bet for most of the listening area. Areas further south and east, closer to Cape Girardeau, probably will struggle to get an inch. So, yeah, it does depend on where you're at, how much you will get.
Okay, so it's not terrible, but the roads still could be fairly treacherous in the morning. That's a main takeaway here, probably, right?
Yeah, because those temperatures, after they drop below freezing later today, they're going to go down all the way to 16 tonight. We will have a little bit of wind, which will help dry some things out. But if things freeze up, that ice is not really going to go anywhere until tomorrow morning's commute. So some of those untreated secondary roads and surfaces will be most susceptible to some icy spots tomorrow.
Are you okay if the driving, if the roads have been heavily treated? 16 is cold, but I guess not terrible.
Yeah, you know, take it slow. You know, even if it looks like the roads are just wet out there, which some of the major roads could be through the evening, nighttime, and early morning hours, you know, just assume that there might be a little bit of ice still there, especially on bridges and overpasses. That cold air going underneath the bridges and overpasses keeps that temperature on those road surfaces lower. So especially an issue on that type of surface.
We were obviously waiting all morning for the snow to hit. Is this just a slow moving storm?
We had some dry air to overcome. The humidity was quite low for a while this morning. So it ended up snowing quite a bit in the upper atmosphere and didn't really make it down to the surface until just recently here. So sometimes you have to deal with that at the beginning of a storm, a couple of hours worth of what's called virga, that's precipitation falling into dry air. And it takes a little time for the atmosphere to become saturated and full of moisture. And that's what we, of course, have right now.
AccuWeather meteorologist Bill Dagher is with us, so we are keeping an eye on what's going on now. Kind of hard to ignore it. But I'm also curious, you know, this is the time in St. Louis where we're getting close to a lot of outdoor activities that are happening. Mm-hmm. We have a Mardi Gras coming up. We've got St. Patrick's Day. And then, of course, opening day will happen. And any idea of what to project or what kinds of weather we could expect? Or should we start really, really warming up by then?
Yeah, you know, we can look out pretty reliably for the next couple of weeks to give you an idea what the temperature precipitation trend is. After that, it gets a little fuzzier, but I'll try to shed some light on that. It definitely in the short term here, the next 2 weeks or so, it looks solidly cold, other than a few days here and there where temperatures can climb up, like Saturday, for an example, into the mid-40s. We're talking about 30s and 20s during the day for the most part, better part of the next 2 weeks, and nighttime lows, single digits and teens, maybe some opportunities for some snow as well. And then as you get toward the end of February, the beginning of March, you know, when more of those outdoor activities can happen, still looks a little chilly then. I am hopeful, though, that as we head into perhaps the middle of March, temperatures may begin to warm up by then. Precipitation still looks above average that time frame because of the weather pattern we're in. So, you know, it's a mixed bag. Maybe we will see some warmer weather, but it comes with maybe some wetter weather as well.
What about travel issues, specifically at airports flying out? Will we see any issues in St. Louis at the airport? And if not in St. Louis, what surrounding cities might cause delays?
I'm sure we're going to see some issues at the airport here just because of how heavy this precipitation is moving through here in the short term. Now, it's not going to be that heavy all day, but there still could be delays from de-icing with temperatures below freezing. And it's not just St. Louis where we have to look for that. Looking at some of the other major hubs across the country, like Chicago and Atlanta, they're getting weather there as well. Chicago is going to see up to 6 inches of snow into tonight. Atlanta's going to see some heavy rain and thunderstorms. So even if it improves in St. Louis, which it will by tonight, you could be facing issues, delays, thanks to what's happening elsewhere across the country.
I'm also thinking a little bit about the upcoming summer, which here in St. Louis, it's always gross. It's always hot and gross. It seemed to me like our last summer wasn't nearly as bad as it could have been. Is that about right?
Yeah, so looking back to last, let's look from May to August, looks like temperatures were just barely above average. So it was a pretty typical summer. There weren't many 100-degree days. I'm counting them up right now. Looks like there were three of them. So that's pretty low as far as 100-degree days go. So, yeah, it wasn't terrible last summer. It ended up being a fairly average summer temperature-wise, precipitation-wise.
So will it be, you know, are we going to have a lousy one this time? Are we due for it? Is that how that works?
Yeah, you know, it's still a little bit of a ways out here. We can look at what's called La Nina in the Pacific Ocean. That's when you have cooler than normal ocean waters in the Central Pacific. Sometimes that can portend what happens in North America. So typically in a La Nina summer, it's a warmer than average summer. So perhaps we lean in that direction again here. Of course, you know, still in early February here, so hard to tell too precisely what's going to happen. But if I had to put my money on one way or another, it'd probably be toward a warmer than average summer.
Oh, gross. Okay, that's
gross.
Yeah, not a big fan. I hate it. I hate
little
it so much.
Little swampy.
Yeah. Bill Dagher, we appreciate the information. Thank you for visiting with us today.
All right, thank you. Have a good day, guys.
That is AccuWeather meteorologist Bill Dagher. Only three 100-degree days last year. That's handle
crazy.
That. But when
like
we get like
more.
Five in a row,
yeah.
I'm done.
I did get in trouble yesterday from a texter because I asked our AccuWeather meteorologist if people should stay home if they can today. And
it seems like they did.
The texter said that I'm the reason why people just don't want to work anymore.
Oh, is that right? Like,
and they're not coming to work.
You're the reason I don't want to work anymore. I don't mean it. I love you.
But I never
seriously,
thought of it like that.
on the way here, there were no cars on the street. I dealt with no traffic coming here.
The MoDOT signs said do not travel today.
Okay.
They said, you know, stay off the roads if you can. So I was just trying to, you know, be kind, follow the rules.
So I was on the way in and I forgot that it was not Monday.
Yeah.
And I thought, is today a holiday? Because nobody was out. Yeah. Everybody's afraid of this storm. Be careful out there, kids. It's the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX.
Now, did you see this? With Chris and Amy.
Ronj, I hope you have not eaten any canned tuna lately.
Right now, actually, I'm having some.
Please tell me that it is not from Costco, Trader Joe's, or Walmart.
It's a mixture of all three.
Oh, that's
in
even,
one big can.
That's,
why?
That's even worse. Okay.
What is it, like botulism or something?
It's botulism!
Oh, come on, dude.
So some canned tuna has been linked to botulism, with major grocers like Costco, Trader Joe's, and Walmart pulling the items from their shelves. And in case you are wondering, yes, Missouri is one of the states for the Trader Joe's cans. Now, obviously, ew, they've pulled them by now. But if you have any Trader Joe's label canned tuna in the state of Missouri, don't eat it. You might get botulism.
And I would imagine you can probably contact Trader Joe's if you would like to get your money back. They probably would,
yeah.
Don't you think?
Oh, Trader Joe's is the best. Have you ever seen House Guest with Sinbad and Phil Hartman?
Yeah.
And when he's like, she got botulism, like blood and bubbles and guts. And I think that was a shark attack. But anyway, he also had botulism. And apparently, botulism causes a variety of symptoms, including dry mouth, facial muscle weakness, and trouble breathing and speaking.
I always thought botulism, didn't they say don't eat dented cans?
Yes. Yes.
Because of botulism?
I'm yelling into the microphone.
Yeah, why
sorry.
Are you yelling? Calm down.
I was so excited. That's like
about botulism?
That's one of the life rules I know, is don't eat from dented cans.
Is that nonsense or is
no,
that real?
I think it's real because botulism comes from improperly canned and or stored
That's
food.
What happened to all the people on that expedition. The
Oh, my gosh.
I cannot remember the name of it. The expedition where they got stuck in the ice. All of the food they had was tainted.
Oh.
And guys just died. This was like in the 1800s. It's a long time ago.
Shackelford?
I don't think so.
Because they survived.
No. Oh. Remember the biggest, the biggest controversy of the baseball season last year, Amy?
See-through pants.
Yes. Major League Baseball and Nike, along with MLB, they are unveiling new uniforms this year.
Okay.
So the numbers are going to be bigger, the names on the back are going to be bigger, and apparently the pants are no longer going to be see-through. Because this was, at the offset of the season, everybody was talking about how awful the uniforms were, and quite a few players were saying the same thing.
Yeah,
so they're fixing the uniforms for 2025.
There's really nothing worse. Nothing says low quality like thin see-through pants.
Heavier fabric for road uniforms. But for some reason, not the home uniforms. That won't happen until 2026.
But aren't those the white ones?
Yeah. They're probably the ones who need it the most.
I know.
There will be better wicking of sweat on road grays also. So that you... Because if you remember last year, guys were sweating through the uniforms.
Yeah. Well, that's why, like, the white, you sweat so much. And when... I mean, that's why you can't wear white clothes when you're sweaty, because it just gets a little transparent.
Yeah. So the uniforms, they're going to be better. And if you're one of those people who buys a jersey every year, apparently you will like them better this year.
There you go.
We'll find out. That's Amy Markscores. I'm Chris Ranji. When we come back, CNN political pundit, analyst, contributor to the LA Times and the Daily Mail, Scott Jennings, will join the show. That is next on KMOX.